Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. With a new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey approaching, we wanted to treat our loyal listeners to a bonus episode from our VIP Patreon, where we are recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey from the very beginning. In this episode, you'll hear Chantel and I cover season 3, episode 1, where we uncover all the RHONJ history and our thoughts on the episode. Enjoy. But anyways, let's talk about the episode. Are you guys like, have you guys watched this? Even if you haven't watched this episode, I need you guys to just like listen to our recap because there's so many things that were said that were just not okay.
I think,
And
sorry to cut you off. I just think this is literally the like reason you guys, this episode is literally the reason All About TRH exists. Like
oh my gosh,
it
I
is,
wrote that.
yeah, it's wild. Like you'll get into Roxanne's brain. Like I was there throughout all this. Like it just shows you like what like popped off and like why we are the way we are, like 12, 14 years later.
I know, so crazy. I don't even think it's healthy for me to be watching season 3 postpartum because the amount of anxiety I have, already being like sleep deprived and then this, but we're gonna do it and it's a lot. And it's honestly just crazy watching this, knowing what we know now that Teresa found out about her brother signing on 1 week before they even started filming. And producers were the one who told her and said, well, now you have to film with him. I don't know how people don't see this as an immediate red flag when it comes to a sister-in-law. Like you were so jealous that you would go and you would comment on blogs back in the day to make you look good and make your sister-in-law look bad. You would add producers on the show on Facebook. You would contact Teresa's enemies, like contact Danielle Staub. And I just wish Teresa explained that. And I feel like more people would understand why Melissa is such a witch.
And like when you say like what we know now, it's like we just recently found this out like what in the last 2 years because of Carlos King like confirming that through like DMs. It wasn't so it was like multiple seasons of
Well,
like
we knew a lot
I
of
know,
stuff,
but
but
it was
Carlos
like
King, it was nice that he did do that too.
yes, it was like always like not confirmed like 100%. So it's like what we would think, and like Teresa would try to explain it, and then it's like no, blah blah blah. And it's just also what is crazy, like when you look at the position that Teresa was in, that you could tell from this episode, clearly this like was thrown on her. Filming was about to begin, and you could tell that she thought we were going to come in as a united front, even if they had drama. And so she like this episode solidified that like it wasn't going to be that case, and it shocked her, I think, to her core.
Every family has drama, but it's like, like we're not going to address this like on national TV, so we're just going to act fine. But no, that wasn't, Joe Gorka's plan. It really wasn't. So the episode starts with them walking into Joe Gorka's son's christening, and Joe is already so extra, cheering to his son, drinking shots, and that's fine. But I don't know, Princess is just funny. At the christening, Teresa tells Joe, Juicy Joe, that she's going to say hi to her family. So she goes to the table that also had Melissa's family seated with them, and she makes sure to say, I know I already said congratulations at the church, but I just wanted to congratulate you again. That is very strategic of Teresa to point out. And I don't blame her because Melissa is the type who would be like, she didn't even congratulate me at the church. So it's like they have that toxic relationship where they have to say those things and be like, check, I did it,
It's like the receipts.
Teresa is obviously pissed they came on the show behind her back. But when filming started, she approached it like, and Chantel just basically said this, that we're going to be good. And Melissa and Joe wanted nothing to do with that because at the end of the day, Melissa and Joe got on the show by telling production they're not good with Teresa. So they can't fake it. They can't come into this as a united front because they added, producers on Facebook. They reached out to Danielle Staub. This was their way to get on. So how could they act like everything's good? They
I know, but
couldn't.
it was just wild though. It's like you would think that maybe it would take a few like episodes or like ha like a season or two, but it's like no.
Yeah, no. So Teresa congratulates them for the second time and they ask why she's saying it now. And Joe, being the trash bin that he is, he's like, just walk away. You could tell that Teresa is damned if she does and damned if she doesn't. And he tells her to walk the F away. And it's like, you're so, he's so like disgusted by his sister and it's so disgusting to watch. And then it's like, well, then why'd you come on the show? I'm genuinely concerned. I'm confused. Why would you come on a show when you have this disgust for your sister?
Yeah, it's because you guys were so thirsty and you guys were so jealous of her.
Exactly. It's so heartbreaking because Gia could see something is about to go down and she pulls her mom away. And this scene literally made me so emotional just watching that again. Joe's like, it's my son's christening. And she's like, okay, so then why did you invite me? Which is fair. That's exactly what I would say to my brother. He calls her garbage and she's just so confused on why he invited her. And Melissa's evil, nasty ass sister chimes in and is like, it was a technicality. And I just want you guys to know that if my sister-in-law's sister got involved with anything involving me and my brother, I would never speak to my sister-in-law again, because the fact that your sister feels like she could chime in, like I'll punch you and your sister.
that's like so hard on somebody who doesn't have any sisters to have to go up against. Like, that's a lot. It's like, I know, too, it really much. Is.
And Teresa does say that throughout the show. Like, Melissa always had sisters, made it clear. The sister wanted some camera time, and Lisa is the one who's always so obnoxious on social media. Kim is not as bad. It's always Lisa who's always going above and beyond and just doing the most, and I can't stand it.
Oh, they were just as excited.
Oh, yeah. Teresa's mother-in-law comes to grab her, and Lisa's screaming, one side, and, you know, and just like, you know, hyping it up. And Joe Gorga is getting held back. So Juicy Joe comes in and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then a fight happens, and this is a baby's christening. This is so crazy to me that this still happened at a baby's christening.
Shocking. In front of like so many different families. Like, it's so embarrassing. And it's between the two, like it's between the, like, the host and then his sister.
Yeah. Bravo. And you could just tell that loving like, it.
Oh my God, they probably were so shook. They're probably like, we just hit gold. And yeah. You were, and it's so sad, like when you see Teresa and Joe's dad, because you can just tell. Yeah,
I know. But yeah, like Chantel said, this was literally how All About Terry got started. I hadn't even watched season one and two yet. I was just so shocked that a brother could do that to his sister.
Wait, you never watched season one or two?
No, I never did. I started with season three.
No way.
I had like periodically watched, I had watched the other, another Housewives show. I don't know which one it was though, but I had periodically watched, but that really like made me actually, and we were like 19 at the time, that made me really be into it, where I was like, and this oh was, my God.
And like Italians are very similar to us, like their culture and stuff. So like having like that many people you're christening was like back in the day, like that's like what our families would do.
So
like,
normal. Yeah.
So normal. So it's like, we like loved it.
Yeah. So anyways, Bravo goes back 1 week earlier and Teresa says it's been a tough year for her. She went through a bankruptcy and we see Juicy Joe working at a new pizza place. And she says Joe has been busting his ass, but she's bringing home the bacon with her writing a New York Times bestseller book of recipes. And she does know like these recipes were handed down from my family. So her mom, her mother-in-law, I know Melissa always tries to make a dig at that, but she's never ever claimed that these were her recipes. Like, she's always said these were family recipes, you know, that they make at their house. But Teresa was still so loyal to Juicy Joe, despite what he put her through financially. She always kept it positive towards him. And I don't know how she was
we always say, yeah. And like, it might not be a good thing. Like sometimes, cause you should, like,
I can never. Yeah.
Yeah. You should let down your emotions and stuff like that. But she was so strong that like, all so she strong. Could see was like, how am I going to take care of my family? Like, exactly. My family is my number one priority. She didn't go in the bullshit of like, try to make it like on him or any of those things. But she was just like,
right.
She would say, like, now that we look back, she would say like, I wish he had told me, you know, like
right.
in that episode. And so like, but it's like, it was way, way bigger than that. It's like, you mother effer, you know, but yeah. She never acted that way.
Albie and Chris get an apartment together and Caroline is having a hard time. I know people give Caroline crap, but her kids really are obsessed with their mom. And I mean, that's the end goal, right? You want your kids to like love you so much. And Caroline reminds me of our moms though, low key. Cause she, to me, Caroline made it clear that having a boy was everything in life. And I mean, our moms aren't that bad about it.
It's the Italians again. It's like this, the culture. It's like, that, I don't know why you guys are just so obsessed with your boys.
Every time I've gotten pregnant, our moms and aunts are like, hopefully it's a boy. I'm like, what the hell does your son do for you? Tell me. What does he do for you that you're like dying for me to have a boy? Or just like in general, I remember at my gender reveal, one of the grandmas came up and was like, it's okay. We pray to God the next one's a boy. And I was like, I don't want a boy. Like, what? You know? I mean, I love my son so much. I'm literally obsessed with him. But I was like, okay, I'm so over the moon. Like, I wanted a girl. Like, what the hell? But they just think having a boy is the best thing in the world. And I swear, like, half their kids, their sons don't even call them.
Maybe it was like back in the day, like it's like less pressure for them. Like the girl, it's like, you know, you have to make sure she's like, you know, like knows how to do everything. And then like the boys, they don't teach them shit. So it's like, I don't know if it's like less pressure for them that they like loved having a boy or something.
And the boys in our family are like, I mean, you know, nothing stands out with the boys in our family. I feel like the girls like are a lot more, you know, driven and successful. And
yeah, my brother doesn't do shit for my parents. I'm the one that does everything. And so does my other sister. So it's like very confusing.
Yeah.
What exactly. You guys were so obsessed about with having a boy.
My brother does everything financially. I think for my mom though.
Oh, that's nice. Like I do think it's nice to have a mix. Like you want the masculine, you want the feminine, but like, I don't understand why they literally will die without having a boy.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing in the world. I mean, boys are great, but like, man, what the fuck? and that's how you see like Lauren. Like Lauren's like the girl, and Caroline's like my baby boys, and it's like, oh my gosh, totally cultural thing. So Ashley starts an internship, and Jacqueline visits her at work, and it's so awkward because Jacqueline meets Ashley's boss, who says great things about Ashley, except the fact that, you know, Ashley doesn't come in every day. Ashley says it's hard to commit, and I just can't. I truly get why Jacqueline would get so frustrated with her daughter. That would be a lot to handle. But Jacqueline, you know, sometimes also, you know, there are red flags, and Ashley wants to move to the city, but she has no money. So Jacqueline is questioning her, which makes Ashley break down, and Ashley doesn't like Jacqueline's delivery. And I do feel like watching back, and I think it was just Jacqueline was so over it, but her delivery, you know, didn't help.
Yeah, I just think that she felt that she had to be that way in order for her to get it, but clearly she wasn't getting it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Ashley didn't, it's not like Ashley was reacting right and changing her ways. So I don't know. Ashley and Jacqueline meet with Chris after, and Ashley's bawling and upset about the commute and her mom. And Jacqueline is just tired. And obviously they would be supportive of Ashley moving out if she had money, but she doesn't. Jacqueline would make comments that she probably shouldn't that do trigger Ashley. But I'm sure Ashley, if she watches these episodes back, I'm sure she's like, I like look a hot mess. I was a hot mess. This is so embarrassing. I would die if that was me.
I know,
and I'm sure we've had very hot mess moments at that age. So, oh my gosh, I would die. But Chris was always so good with Ashley. You know, he does offer to pay for her commute, but every time Jacqueline tries to chime in, Chris would be like, let me finish. And he's being calm, but I think Jacqueline is just, again, over Ashley and offering help. And that's what Chris has decided to do. And Ashley tells Chris that Jacqueline is negative, and Chris says that's just how she takes it and that Ashley doesn't give Jacqueline the respect she deserves. And I mean, yeah, she absolutely doesn't give her the respect she deserves. I do think she's very entitled.
It is weird though that you have to like try to like explain that to your like spouse. Like it's like,
I'm sure he knows that, but you need like one good cop, one bad cop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Teresa's on a walk with Jacqueline, and they are obviously talking about her brother, knowing that he's now entering the group. And Teresa says she was always good with Joe until he got married because he changed. Teresa says she tried with her so much, and she really viewed Melissa as a sister because she didn't have one. And Melissa would always just blow her off because she has her own sisters. So she just stopped calling as much. And Teresa says she always praised Joe, and she says Joe never came to any of the book signings. And the reason being is because he was like, I wasn't invited. So everything is like just like tit for tat with them, dude.
Yeah. And I, this is to say, like, I am 100% sure after watching the show, like, Joe was literally 90% of the problem. Yeah. I can only imagine that when he first got into this, you know, first found Melissa, and like, I'm sure Teresa and her mom raised red flags. Who knows? But like, Joe would probably be like that dumb guy and would tell Melissa the things that his sister or mom would say. And I think it's fair for someone to raise red flags if they want to, but he would tell her, and then that caused like bad taste in like her mouth. And then she would probably a hard ass and would probably say things. And then, you know, Joe would go back and tell Teresa, like, he is the problem, you guys. Like, he was the middle of them too. And like, then they started this like little thing of like doing tit for tat all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's perfect, but I think, you know, over time, one takes it to the next level for no reason, you know? And it's like, okay, let's just drop it.
I think back in the day, like, a lot of the sisters might like complain about a sister-in-law or say she doesn't try or whatever, things of that sort. Like, my brother is dating someone new, and even if there was like something, I would never go and tell my brother because I know he'd go back and tell her. And I don't want that. So I'll just like, you know, it is what it is. Like, you're happy. That's all that matters. And I would never go back and say things because that's literally how it all begins.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you can't talk about like that person, but maybe you could talk about like what you think the relationship might be with that person. I don't know. It's like, it's so dumb. Like, you know, people are not smart enough to not say anything. It's like they want to tell their significant other.
Yeah, like my husband does that where he'll tell me stuff and I'm like, some things like you probably shouldn't. But like then I also like appreciate that he tells me. But then sometimes I'm like,
no, sometimes you rather not know because not knowing, like now every time you see someone, you're just like thinking about that one thing that you know they said something and you're just like, oh. So I'm like, that's 100% what happened in the beginning of that relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you guys, Melissa wasn't like the mold of what probably, you know, these Italians thought that Joe was going to get.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. They were,
and
like,
it's fair because that's what happens with us. It's like they were old school Italians. Like they probably thought, you know, and like Joe dated a lot. So like, I'm sure that he put through them a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And like they constantly could talk about the girl, but like, I think they didn't realize that this one was going to be the one. And so then like, they kind of got screwed.
Yeah, I think they were also over it at this point because this is like the third fiance. So they're like, just whatever, get married. The fact that Teresa didn't know she was going through bankruptcy until her husband came to her and said, let's go talk to the lawyers again. Like,
traumatizing.
Bye, I'm divorcing you. I mean, I don't know. I swear. I don't think she realized the consequences of what he did and really understood. And that was it, you know? And she's just so loyal. She's so loyal and supportive.
But like, I think she even says, she's like, you know, like, it's like, I wish I knew because like, what if I could have done something about it? Just like what she's doing now. Like she's like put her thinking cap on. She like, you know, was really smart and strategic in the beginning of like, you know, coming out with this book. Like back in the day, that wasn't really a thing for housewives. Like, like nowadays it's like, everyone thinks about what can I do to make money, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't blame mom.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's like sometimes it just needs to come organic and naturally, and which I think it did for Teresa.
We meet Melissa and she says she tends to be very spoiled. And so what? And she was just already so unlikable. The way she came in so strong. We see Joe, Princess, licking and kissing Melissa's toes. And I just almost threw up. I swear to God, I had to cover my eyes at that scene because I was like, what am I watching? Melissa says that Joe surprised her with her 15,000 square foot house and that her sister-in-law never said her house was beautiful. So they, again, the tit for tat relationship, which again, why are you joining her show then?
I literally.
Why are you joining her show? Melissa says her relationship with Teresa started to get competitive, but I just feel Melissa was jealous of Teresa, wanted everything Teresa had. Joe is typical old school. He likes, you know, he made comments like he was like talking to his son. He's like, women clean up, not you, not men. So he was
It's wild how things have changed and like how even her mindset has changed, which I think is fair. Like, I think you can change. Like we're watching back now and like saying like, oh my God, like blah, blah. And it's fair that she could change. And that could have came from the show. Could have came from time.
But that was her life. Yeah. That was her life at that point. That's how they ran stuff.
Exactly.
Kathy arrives to Melissa's home. They pretend to be best friends, even though they have nothing in common. The only thing they have in common is that they don't like Teresa, which you see that a lot of people get close when you don't like someone. Melissa even admits to being on bad terms with Teresa during the lunch scene. But in other interviews, she'll be like, when I came on the show, we were good. But she always flips flops because it's like, make up your mind. You literally, I'm watching this and you literally said, I'm not on good terms with Teresa.
And it seems like they keep bringing up like, she has her other family or like, I don't know if that's that part, but it's like,
you have your sisters.
Yeah. It's like, exactly. It's like, are you jealous that she has friends now that she can do things with? Like, I'm confused. Like, she doesn't need you guys. She doesn't want you guys.
Yeah. Kathy acts worried about Teresa and says she gave Teresa a call regarding finances and Teresa said she was fine. Clearly, you're not going to open up to someone you think is shady and went behind your back like Kathy did with Teresa.
Like, this is kind of wild, though. Like, they were, like, acting like she was dying. And, like, the way that they're so, you know, they feel so bad for her. And it's, like, a lot of people go through bankruptcy. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's, like.
I don't think they were acting like she was dying. I don't think Melissa and Joe even checked on her.
Well, I think it was Kathy the most, like during the scene, I remember Kathy's like, I'm very concerned, you know, like she's like, I called, like it was acting like it was like the biggest thing in the world.
But typically like when people do call and ask like, are you okay? Like sometimes they're being nosy and they just want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
Joe Gorga is jealous and says Teresa has a new family, Caroline and Jacqueline. And Melissa says when they are around with Teresa and her friends, it's like they aren't even there. So again, what sane person would then join the show with Teresa and her friends? Make it make sense. If you feel this way, why would you join the show?
Because you want everything she wanted and this is exactly what you needed.
Joe says Teresa has done him wrong and Kathy talks about a time Teresa said family sucks. But again, I can't get over that they decide to come on her show and literally try to drag her down immediately.
Seriously.
They're getting ready for the christening and Melissa's sister, Lisa, she's like drunk as fuck and she wants to start shit with Teresa. You can tell. nothing to me is harder than getting kids ready and yourself ready. There's just so much anxiety that comes with it, but it's crazy because I always manage to still be early. So when people are late to things, I'm like, how? Because I, how do I get all three kids in my, all three kids ready? And like, and I'm doing majority of it and people are still late to things. I'll never understand, but I know so many people are always late.
People are very slow, like with their movements.
Yeah. So the cracks with Melissa and Teresa begin where Teresa reveals her hair girl that she's been using for 6 years is conveniently booked with Melissa. This would piss me off. I don't know if I'm being petty, but like if my sister-in-law, you know, is now using my hair girl, it's like, of course you are, sweetie. Of course.
Because if you don't like me, like don't use my people.
Yeah. Gia has competition. She's not coming to the church and Gia really wants her mom at the competition. Teresa says it's an important day or I would have been there. Like Teresa was always positive about her family and stuff, you know, like this is important. Like we have to go to this. It wasn't like, I know, I'm sorry that they made this the day of your competition. She never did stuff like that.
And like nowadays, everyone like respect my boundaries that I had to do something with my kids. Right. My kids come first. Like people make it such a thing.
Yeah. Juicy Joe doesn't want to go to the church, but he's going to go to the party and Juicy is making it harder because like if you, now you're going to give Melissa and Joe a reason to be pissed about something.
But you know, he wasn't faking it. Like that's what I respected about
him. That's why we love Joe. Yeah. Yeah. Even though sometimes he was vile, like he acted himself. He didn't give a shit. Melissa is sad for her husband because Joe Gorga's dad hangs out with Juicy and is at his house while Teresa does things for her book. And Melissa knows that Teresa went bankrupt, right? So it's like, why would that, maybe he's helping, but why would that stop your husband from hanging out with the dad?
Exactly.
Like that's an excuse. Melissa was annoyed. Teresa was late.
It's like weird that you're jealous and it's weird that you're like jealous that a father, like another parent is close with their kid. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's just so, it's like, why was everything a competition? Like even like the love of the parents.
Oh my gosh. Melissa was annoyed that Teresa was late and Teresa was livid with Joe because, but even though she was livid that Joe didn't come to the church, she really did handle it well. Because I would have went off, my husband. And this teaches me to like calm down a little bit, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Like pick your battles.
Right. Is this a New Jersey thing? Because when little Joey was getting baptized, Melissa and Joe's kids were up there with them. And I've never seen that where the kids are like involved with that portion of like the water on his head and the holy water and all that. It was weird.
Yeah. I mean, like
I've never seen that.
Catholic is Catholic. So I don't know.
Maybe they don't care
if they're like up there.
Yeah. Here's a comment that would never have me speak to my sister-in-law again. Melissa says she doesn't know if Teresa showed up late to the party, even though she said earlier in her confessional she did, but she knows Teresa and she refers to Teresa as that bitch. Would never miss a party, especially when someone else is paying for it. Immediately, I would never speak to my sister-in-law again, ever in my entire life.
Like, it's just, that's such a weird comment to even say.
I could not recover from that if that was my sister-in-law saying that about me. Like, I could never recover from that.
It's just
so I feel like people forget about these things.
And you know, what's crazy is that Teresa probably never even saw these things because we know Teresa didn't watch the show.
Barely, yeah, I know.
Yeah. So like imagine if she really did watch it. I think her eyes, like this relationship wouldn't have been there for a long, like way faster than it took like 10 years.
Yeah. Melissa's mad that Gia's at her competition, even though she's coming to the party. I like, that's disgusting to me, by the way, that she is acting pissed about this. Like, I just can't. Melissa says Teresa thinks she throws better parties, but she doesn't. And she knows that Teresa's a faker. And then she proceeds to do this evil laugh. What the fuck, you guys?
Yeah,
this is
her
first episode.
Uh-huh. And imagine, I don't know if we've
imagine this is your sister-in-law. Like, imagine.
And in the first episode, like, the way she was talking about, like, how rich and spoiled she is and, like, how she has so much money, it was just so, like wrong.
Unlikable. Because,
yeah, and you knowing, like, Teresa's going through what she was going through.
Yeah.
And we just watched Teresa like be spoiled too, but like it didn't come off the way that Melissa would do it. It's the way that she did it was so different.
Like in your face.
Yeah.
Teresa says her husband shows up for her, which is relatable. Partners don't always want to come to family functions, but they do it for you. Even though he didn't go to the church, but I mean, it is what it is. Joe Gorga offers Juicy Joe a shot and Juicy declines. And you can tell Juicy is pissed about the situation. So even though Melissa claims that they're trying, I'm sure it's going to take a little bit more with, you know, the fact that they came on the show and how they did it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure for like a week before this, like he's hearing his wife, you know, go crazy.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what
probably
it is.
Not sleeping. And then like all of a sudden he has to film with them. Like he's like, what is this?
And just because Joe didn't take a shot with him, Joe says, fuck Joe Giudice. And I'm just like, you're on TV. Calm down. then Melissa's sister, my God, Melissa's sister, she's smirking. She's happy. She's living her dream being on TV right now. She says, this should be interesting. Everyone in one room. They had this motive. This family had motive. Like, let me tell you something. I would never ever be able to be in the same room with my sister-in-law's sister if this was how she acted at my nephew's christening towards me. I just couldn't. The smirking, the laughing, the, yeah, this is going to be interesting. So you guys were anticipating for something to happen.
Yeah. Teresa, and you want your mom to be invited to my second wedding as a...
Yeah, bye. Teresa says a few months ago, she called Lisa asking for help so that they can all be a family again. And Lisa admitted Melissa could be a cold bitch, but this was before Melissa got the contract. So now that Melissa has a contract, Lisa doesn't care. So she could be rude to Teresa.
Yeah. And like, you could tell, like Teresa's like, don't flip flop. Like, why would she say that if it wasn't a thing, you know?
Yeah. Kathy says she hasn't seen Teresa in a while so she can feel coldness. Teresa explains her and Kathy.
She didn't like you ever, Kathy. Bye. Yeah. Just because you're her cousin. She didn't like you.
She did when they were like, when she first got married, though. I'm sure.
I'm just saying, it's like things happen. Things change.
Well, she explains it. Teresa says that her and Kathy's relationship changed because of Richie, which I could 100% see. We have a cousin's husband who makes comments to us exactly like how Richie does. And it's annoying. It gets old. Now we just ignore it. But I've gotten into legit arguments with him where I've like screamed at him. You know, she says Richie would always make comments about what Teresa was spending. And it got to a point where Teresa wanted Kathy to tell her husband to stop and she wouldn't. And like, if my husband was doing that, I would be like, stop. Like, you're so annoying.
Yeah.
I don't like, just enough. Why do you care? You know? By the way, Jacqueline, throughout this whole episode, she seems off. Like, she didn't have much emotion. She wasn't happy. I've spoken to Jacqueline and she has told me that she was going through so much behind the scenes, I think with her baby, because he was doing so well and then he regressed. And so she was like figuring it out. So I think a lot of things were happening behind the scenes because she couldn't even like smile or anything.
That is so sad to think about and see.
I can't believe Melissa was our age during this. Why do I feel like we're younger than we are, but we're not?
Oh my God. Don't tell me that.
I know.
It's like three kids.
Right. Joe Gorga does seem very hurt about his relationship with his sister, but I feel like Melissa has always been in his ear. Joe says the best day of his life was being Gia's godfather and being asked, which as a wife, you have three kids and your husband says that out loud. I feel like Melissa has always just been jealous of Gia's relationship with Joe. And I've always said this.
Yep. I know. And I think we'll see more unveil as the seasons go on or the episodes go on.
Teresa just wanted Joe Gorga to give her some attention. She dances with the baby and Melissa's pissed by this. I'm telling you, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. She's giving your baby attention. You're upset. But if she didn't, you would say she didn't look at my kid once. So it's like, no matter what, she can't do anything right. And that's so annoying. Melissa says Juicy is trying to look like a good uncle because Teresa makes him do that. But shouldn't she be happy that he's making the effort? Melissa brings up how Juicy didn't come to the hospital to see her baby. This is your third kid. Why do you even want him to come? Like, this is someone with a major agenda. Everything is like, he didn't do this. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. It's like, oh my, it's your third kid. Get over it.
They were keeping score. It's like, and like, that's like the one thing in marriage that can break you is like you keep score. And it's like sister-in-laws were doing that. It's like they were keeping score of everything. Yeah. Of like, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, so I'm not gonna do it, so now I'm not gonna do it. And then it's like, oh, it's like such a toxic like place to be in.
Yeah. Caroline says Teresa's worried for her parents. They aren't healthy. She doesn't want her parents to get sick through this. And that was a thing. Teresa knew they were coming on to fight and this would affect her parents. And she always thought about her parents. When Joe was at the table with Melissa, he's like, did you see my sister grab my son? He really, like you said, Chantel, he's the biggest problem here in all of this. Because if my brother did that with his wife's side around too, I'd be pissed. Maybe I'm crazy, but it's a respect thing. Try to diffuse the situation, not hype everyone else up.
No. You guys are going to see how much, like, I think Joe's problem in this whole you're going to see how much I think Joe is a problem between the two of them, between the three of them. It's literally Joe.
Yeah. Melissa brings up how Teresa ripped a baby out of her arms. I just can't. Melissa's brother-in-law says that Juicy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She says that Juicy didn't say hi to him because he owes him money and they all laugh. And how did people not see these horrible intentions? Like, I don't understand. Richie had the balls to say Teresa put things in Juicy Joe's head. But as you can see throughout this episode, all we see is Melissa hyping up Joe and putting things in his head. So I'm like, what the fuck? Why is Teresa blamed for everything?
I know.
Here's where the fight starts. So Joe disrespects his sister who's trying, and Juicy sees a whole table after his wife. He sees Joe being held back. He calls them sons of bitches. This is what the Gorkas obviously wanted. That's exactly why they signed up for the show. And of course, Melissa's version of events is that Juicy charged at them. The production team is like, what the hell's going on? The camera is like everywhere. It, again, broke my heart seeing Gia crying and seeing Juicy Joe's dad who passed now. You could see the disappointment in Dorisa's dad's eyes as well. And Melissa's like, Joe Giudice caused this chaos. And Joe Giudice's sister, I don't know if you noticed, but she's even trying to calm Joe Gorka down. She's like, what are you doing? Like, this is your brother-in-law. What are you doing? But they blame Juicy for Joe's estranged relationship with his father. Melissa says that Joe is busy, so he can't be around his dad because he works, and that they actually pay their bills. I would never speak to my sister-in-law again.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, just because he's working, he can't have a relationship with his own dad?
It has nothing to do with Juicy. Like, exactly. It has nothing to do with him. And they don't pay their bills? Bye. Like, I would never speak to you again. Like, imagine your sister-in-law saying this while you're going through money troubles, and she came on your show.
Disgusting.
Princess is crying that he takes care of his parents at his son's christening, and he's such a loser. Kim is like, look at your sister. Look at your real sister. They just make everything so much worse with the comments, but it's Princess's fault because Princess has given them the right to act that way. Princess is like, 10 years I've had to deal with Juicy, but then we're supposed to believe how happy he was to see Joe in the Bahamas, like that time recently, like a year ago. You're such a fraud. You forget what you say. You're fake. But it was sad seeing Princess's mom and dad. You know, his dad was saying, I'm proud of you. But then he says, go cry to your mother. And then he calls him selfish and says, you only think about yourself, which is very true. And when Juicy does talk about Joe Gorka, Teresa asks him to stop, while you see the other side of Joe Gorka being encouraged by his wife and his family to talk about them.
Yeah.
It was a lot, you guys. This was a lot for a first episode, but this was all about Teresa.
Wasn't it at this point he called Teresa garbage? Like, I think you forgot to say that.
He called her at the table garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what made, like, you know, everything go crazy. She's like, he called me garbage. Like, because who in their right minds calls her sister that in front of a whole table?
Or tells her to get the F out of here, or like says, what are you doing? And talk shit. Like, who does all that stuff?
He had a lot of hair, Joe. What happened here?
Oh my gosh, his karma happened because a guy dies and they lose their hair. So it's like,
and he has both. He's short and hair. Like, that's the one thing any guy hates is like, well, I'm short or nothing with their hair.
Yeah. So, that maybe that's why he is the way he is. I don't know. But you guys, this first episode was intense. Tell us if you're watching or if you're just listening to our recaps, but it opens your eyes so much more and gets you heated for the season to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
wildness.
That's all we got for today's episode. Chantel's in California. So Chantel, go enjoy your time.
Thank you. Bye, guys. We love you.
Bye, cousins.